Maybe just a word. I've had the pleasure of being your student and your teaching assistant, and that's been a great gift to me. I just realized yesterday that Dr. Baer has been teaching environmental ethics longer than I've been alive. And that's a pretty incredible thing. And I was trying to think of what the appropriate response is to a gift like that of all the students you've taught over time. And you've mentioned how the course began with a poem, The Useless Tree. And if you've been in one of my sections, you know that I occasionally recite a David Wilcox poem. Well, I have a poem for you right now, and then we'll use this as the intro to the cake. It goes like this. In this terrarium lives a librarian, spending her money at the grocery store. There at the grocery store, out of the register, comes a quarter she's seen before. 'Cause when she was young, she carved a smile on President Washington's jawbone. I know that's illegal, but whatever. That same quarter last touched her hand when it bought her an ice cream cone. And all those years just disappear as she remembers watching that man at the counter who took her quarter and saw George Washington smiling. Back in her mind after all this time, back in her hand is the memory, back in her life is the childhood smile, back from a lifelong journey. She carries the groceries with just one hand holds her childhood, walking along by the ice cream stand that's boarded up with plywood. Back in her mind after all this time, back in her hand is a memory, back in her life is the childhood smile, back from a lifelong journey. Safely locked in a jewelry box, the smile on the quarter is fading, dead as a worthless drop of lead, only alive in trading. So how can she keep her childhood smile, and what can you do with a treasure? Same as you do with the love you get, give it away with pleasure. In this terrarium lives a librarian, sending her quarter on a trip once more. Into the register goes the quarter that shows George Washington smiling.
That's good.
This course has been a great treasure for me, both as a student and especially coming back and getting to teach with you and giving away some of what you've given me with pleasure to the students. I don't know if you noticed last lecture, but there were a bunch of these little cards sneaking around the room as students were writing some of their sentiments to you. And I think you'll really enjoy looking through these. I think there's actually some more, too. So we've collected these as thanks to you, Dr. Baer. I'll just read one of them, which I think is fitting. It says, best wishes for a healthy, happy, meaningful retirement. May you enjoy listening to the birds who are singing more than Darwin permits. Heartfelt thanks for teaching this course, which began in delight and ends in wisdom.
Thank you. Greg, thank you. Thank you.
I don't have anything to add. Join us for a piece of cake. We have two cake stations, one here and one out in the hallway for people who've got a book to their next class. And just to read the lettering on the cake, Jamie, you want to read it? I don't know if they've seen it.
Okay, so we have here the last lecture, Praise for All Things. Best wishes, Professor Baer. You know, we were going to say, you know, last lecture number 500. I didn't have an exact number, but... A lot of 407 lectures. Thank you.
Anyway, thank you, guys.